Welcome to Storybank, Maine. I'm Rob Rosenthal. Storybank collects stories about Maine people and their places. Bodenham, Maine is rich with farmland. Merrymeaning Farms was once one of the biggest in town. It was owned by Harry Prout. The farm is no longer there, but Harry's son David Prout and his good friend Frank Connors remember it well. They both worked on the farm as kids. They say Harry grew sugar beets, lettuce, peas, parsnips, turnips, and a lot of carrots.
Oh, a lot of people like to call him the Carrot King.
David Prout.
At the biggest time, he had 200 acres of them, so it was a lot of carrots. That's a few carrot salads, buckets of carrots in it. I grew up farming, working for my father, starting back in the 50s. My mother was a supervisor. First, I started at 15 cents an hour, pulling weeds. And that's a little bit different today's prices, I guess. But when I got a raise to 25 cents an hour, I thought I had it made.
And I didn't have the advantage of having a mother in the field.
Frank Connors.
I had to work for his mother. She was nicer to him than she was to me. But I started off on the weeding crew, too. Like half of the kids in Bodenham back in those days did that. And I worked for more than 25 cents an hour, but it wasn't a lot more.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably got a lot more money.
But I had to work harder because it was his mother, not mine. One of my recollections of Merrymeaning Farms will always be the bag. It was a cellophane bag for both his carrots and his parsnips. Clear bag with a red, white, and blue label on it, and had an image of the state of Maine on it, and it had a big old star, and it said Bodenham on it. And I always thought that was pretty special. The land in East Bodenham is spectacular land. In the last 50 or 60 years, that land has been owned by a few families that have been careful about preserving it, but you always have the risk. They'll decide you'd make more money selling for house lots. Once that happens, it's gone.
It would make nice house lots. You're looking out over the river, you know, people like that kind of thing. I was out there working one day in my field, and this fella come in. He was a contractor. I guess he was probably looking for land or something to build houses on. Well, anyway, here I was out there working, and he came up to me, and he got looking all around and looking at the vegetables, and he said, "What a waste." I'd like to see it stay the way it is in farming, and it is right now. All of those fields are being farmed. I believe all of them, aren't they, Frank?
Yeah, I think so. There's a wonderful crop of new farmers that's sort of clustering around Bodenham now, and I just hope that they have the political and the physical will and the economic will to stay with it, because we're all going to wake up one day and realize that we don't have any farmland left to grow food on if we don't pay attention to that sort of thing. It takes a very special person to try to be a farmer these days. And a person with a good back, good imagination, strong spirit.
It takes some courage. And it's getting harder and harder because equipment costs so much money. It's not an easy thing, and you don't get rich.
There's thousands of easier ways to make a living than farming. But if we didn't have them, we'd all be a lot thinner, I think. That's one of the things that you can't ship from China. Or if you do ship from China, it's going to taste pretty bad when it gets here. If you've ever had a carrot raised in Florida and then you had a fresh carrot that's raised in East Bodenham, you know what I was talking about.
From Bodenham, Maine, that's farmer David Prout and town historian Frank Connors. They were recorded at Fort Andros in Brunswick. This is Storybank, Maine. We collect stories about Maine people and their places. Visit us on the web at storybankmaine.org. Storybank is a production of Cultural Resources. This edition of Storybank was produced in conjunction with the Five Rivers Arts Alliance. We're funded by the National Endowment for the Arts, the Maine Community Foundation, the Davis Family Foundation, the Maine Humanities Council, and the Maine Arts Commission. Music by Peter Dembski. I'm Rob Rosenthal.